What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hacho, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Wiener.
Hey. I heard Frankenstein lives there.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
Millions of girls are still being mutilated every year.
We warn you of the dangers of the most deadly pro wrestling moves that could end your life and make you dead. You hop around all day like you've got potatoes in your crack. That's a nice tattoo of your mother on your John Cena. What? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we leave a little government-regulated, EPA-approved amount of room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestling. Right.
Then it'd be annually. Anally?
Anally. Anally.
Anally.
Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamers.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in the past week?
I just watched a normal little bit. I watched Monday Night Raw and one other match that I'm going to tell you about later.
Ooh.
Raw is fine. They did this thing this week. Did you see this? Where they put out like a teaser and it was just like feet walking. It was.
Oh, I saw photos and then I saw a lot of people talking about it.
So they did one and it was like dress shoes. And they did another one and it was not as dress shoes. And another, there was four of them.
Okay.
Or five. Honestly, I think it ended up being like five or six.
I think, but there was, unless I'm hearing it wrong, I think it was six because it was Paul Heyman and Triple H too, right?
So it was, yeah, it was like four people walking, just the feet for 5 seconds, whatever. And then one of like a hand, and then one of the, whatever the other one was. It was like, it was a, so people are like, who's coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Then
right.
The second one comes and they're like, is this the same person? Then it turned into, this is a new faction, or they're going to make the Vision. That it's a whatever,
mm-hmm.
And it was a teaser for a WrestleMania trailer.
So yeah, people were disappointed, huh?
I'm not like, there's plenty of other things to be mad about with them, so I'm not like mad
sure.
about it. But
yeah,
I was
yeah.
kind of like, oh,
right.
I don't need a trailer for WrestleMania.
Right, we already know about it, and we're already going to watch it.
So for the I'm most not even going to get that upset about it, but I just was. I just at least wanted to bring it up to just be
yeah.
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, man. The picture doesn't even look real. You know what I mean? Like,
I
don't think so either. I feel like they touched it up with weird. AI. Because with AI, you could tell always because it looks like a little bit animated, which is why I don't understand why our parents' generation is always falling for bullshit on the internet.
Yeah,
but that's another story.
I could explain it. I'll explain it later.
Okay.
But yeah, there's some, I don't know. I feel like some of their posters look like that. I always like the posters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always a fan of, well, I won't
you're, a, po- you're a poster
them,
boy.
But I like them, but I'm a poster boy.
That's right.
But I don't know if you noticed, but I'm dressed up as a vegan hot dog.
Oh yeah, man. I knew you were a vegan hot dog. That's why you look so goddamn appetizing to me.
Vegan mustard. Is mustard vegan? Normally?
Hold on, which one is it? Yeah, mustard's vegan.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait. To get my mouth out on this
hot dog.
Thanks. Yeah, it's just regular mustard then. Vegan
yeah.
hot dog, normal people, mustard.
Okay. You ruined it.
I had to do something.
I watched Dynamite.
Yeah.
I watched some of Greek Town Wrestling's event.
Mmm. Canada?
That's right. And I watched Collision, and I watched the January 25th and 26th Super Junior Tag Team League, or Super Junior League. No, Super Junior Tag League. That's right, Super Junior Tag League from New Japan. It's like a G1 of junior tag team, junior heavyweight tag teams.
Where do you find the time?
I don't know. Well, I wasn't
matches right there.
Well, I don't. There's not as many matches on the Super Junior Tag League shows as there are on like the on the G1 or the Super or the whatever else. But it seems like I don't understand the Super Junior Tag League or the fucking regular tag league thing that they have because
okay,
it's not always an actual tag team. Like sometimes it's just like it'll be like a guy from TMDK and a guy from Bullet Club War Dogs as a tag team now, and they have to be in a team in this tournament. I don't get it.
Like they draw names. I like that kind of stuff.
I have no idea. Because you would think that it would be tag team
commentary.
Like if you were going to make a G1 of tag teams, wouldn't you have it be a bunch of actual tag teams, and then the winner gets like a title shot?
Well, yeah, you could fill in the bracket with two guys that aren't on a team or in a
group. Once in a while, right.
So yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
But guys that get along, they put people who hate each other together. I find.
Maybe that's to make stories.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, New Japan, they're famous for their stories.
They're trying. At least they're trying.
That's true. We'll give them that. Thanks a lot, New Japan. We love you.
Maybe. Did you say New Japan?
I did. Do you want to do this ad read then?
Oh, yeah. Creamers. Has this ever happened to you? You're cruising through a school zone. You look down for 1 second and life gets complicated. There's a sound, a scream, and suddenly you're driving away from a moment you can't take back. Suddenly, there's blue and red lights behind you. The father cop. He's waving his gun, his badge, his grief. And you? You've got one thing left in your corner. Malt cola. He sees it in the cup holder. His eyes twitch. His finger eases off the trigger. He says, "Is that a malt cola?" You say, "Of course it is." You hand it to him. He drinks. The bubbles calm the beast. He wipes his mouth. He says, "You're lucky I love malt cola." He nods once at you and says, "I'm going to let you off with a warning." That's the power of malt cola. I felt that cop son's bones crushed to pieces as he used his last seconds of life to scream out before my tire crunched his skull into a pink, wet pile of mush and bone fragments. It doesn't erase your mistakes. It just convinces the world they were meant to happen. No judge, no jury, no guilt. Just flavor. You don't serve time when you serve malt cola. You can find malt cola only at Danny's Drippin' Wet Tacos. Tell him you were thirsty. Tell him you didn't see him. Tell him you had a malt cola. Malt cola. You're free to go.
Hell yeah, man.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's blacked out there.
You want to tell the creamers at home what we're doing here? Sammy Daddy.
Yeah, so I kind of, when I was thinking, when we were discussing this, and I was thinking about this kind of piggybacks, I feel like, off whatever episode that was a couple weeks ago where we fantasy cast. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Dreamcast?
That's what.
Dreamcast? Yeah, we Sega Dreamcast.
They're both good.
Professional wrestlers as horror movie icons. And if those professional wrestlers were to take those roles, you know how movies work. They would use wrestling moves to eliminate their victims.
Word.
So this week, we're going to talk about professional wrestling maneuvers that we think, and probably would, kill a civilian. Yeah! I mean, I think we should say before anything, any move done improperly and by the untrained can injure even those that are professional wrestlers. But this would be the extreme cases.
No doubt. And you should hold on. You should try that at home.
Don't
try them. Sorry, I misread the thing. Don't do those things, guys.
I mean.
Have you ever done a wrestling move to somebody trying to play with them and then hurt them?
Every single person has.
When you were
every single person that watches wrestling, even people that don't watch wrestling do wrestling moves.
And you hurt them.
Yeah, I've been hurt. I've hurt people.
Yeah, you hurt people.
You hurt people. When, I just think when I said it.
When we were little.
Yeah, you and
my
brother.
Yeah, me and you and you were little too. My brother tombstoned my sister on the sidewalk. And he actually, she landed on her head. And my parents banned wrestling from our house for the entire summer. And I still haven't gotten over it. Whoop.
Clearly that worked.
I still haven't gotten over it because I never did anything. You know, why did I not get to watch wrestling?
Yeah, man.
But my, like most times when I was punished for something, I just did it anyways, and then my parents just said whatever.
When I put my head like this, it looks like a dick. You see that?
I gotta pop my dick, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, oh. Oh. Anyway.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've...
It tastes never like banned cum. From watching. It tastes like cum. It tastes like cum.
I was never banned from watching wrestling, but we definitely have gotten in, I've gotten in trouble for performing wrestling maneuvers. But how can you not?
Right. It's so fun to perform a wrestling maneuver on
there
your
level. Heroes.
Exactly.
Who we want to be.
Right.
They're still who we want to be.
Right. When you walk around, you feel like, you know, every time when you see like a U-Haul truck and the ramp is down, do you think like, I should go up there and do an entrance real quick?
Yeah. Why? I thought that's what, yeah, that's why they have the ramps.
I know. I actually emailed them and asked them and they said, you betcha.
You betcha. I could do an ad for them. When we talked about this, I had one that came to mind before any other ones. Do you want me to tell you that?
What
one
is
first?
It? Yes.
Brainbuster.
I have that one on my list.
That was the first one I thought of.
Good
I,
choice.
It almost was like the inspiration for the topic.
Yeah, which I guess that makes sense now that you dislike. Oh my god, that you dislike fucking Kyle Fletcher less now because he does it as a finish.
As long as he's safe about it.
Isn't it weird though when there's like a move that people do all the time, not as a finisher, and then someone makes it their finisher, and you're like, I see people do this move all the time.
I think we talked.
It's like the reverse super kick.
When we did the Frankenstein episode 2 weeks ago, and like I always thought, like, okay, Shawn Michaels just knows how to kick better than everybody else.
Right. I guess
so this guy learned the perfect way to do.
Yeah. Kyle Fletcher knows how to make your head land to defeat you.
He knows how to bust you, your brain. That is. But yeah, so I think a brain buster, and I was like I said, I was kind of picturing, I don't even remember who we picked, but like whoever we picked to be like Jason or Michael Myers, like those kind of like big, strong, murderous fellas.
Okay, that's fair.
Having somebody up in the air somehow and doing a brain buster and busting their brain.
Hell yeah, man.
So that was the first one, and that is a scary one.
It is a little spooky. I'm spooked.
It can be. It can be.
My first move that could kill... is the Tiger Driver 98.
I knew it.
Really?
No.
Oh. You know, I mean...
I concur.
It's like doing a pile driver, except with their arms not being available to protect them from the fall.
Exactly.
I had pile driver in here, but then when I came up with the Tiger Driver 98, I was like, pile driver kind of seems not so bad now.
Yeah, pile driver, I'm sure I've said it on here, is always one of those moves that I any pile driver is one of those moves that I get, like, ooh, it kind of makes me flinch when people do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it's banned in WWE except for certain times or whatever. But when people, like, especially like a pile driver that has a jump or like a little hop with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Jerry Lawler when he would kind of just like roll back with it.
Yeah.
I can, like, I feel like that's actually pretty dangerous too. I understand that. But like when there's that, like, well, Stone Cold when he got his neck broken.
Right.
By Owen Hart.
Uh-huh. Stone Cold did the exact same thing to Masahiro Chono.
Exactly. So it shows you how dangerous it is.
Right. And you know what?
Pile drivers, but I think yours, what did you say?
The Tiger Driver 98.
Tiger Driver 98.
As JR would say, good year.
Would be the...
Beautiful boy.
Thank you, JR. That would be the top tier pile drive.
That's what the pile driver thinks it is.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got next, mister?
So I was thinking about submissions.
Yeah, me too. Like, it's hard to come up with them.
But yeah, so I thought, like, okay, sharpshooter. Or an ankle lock.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah, that wouldn't kill.
An ankle lock, definitely not. But like a sharpshooter, like I'm like, oh, what if they pull back too much? But like that's not really what it's meant for. Figure four. So you're going somewhere? but there was one that I thought, like I said, going back to what I've said, if somebody was really going for it, I thought a torture rack. You got them up on your shoulders, they're backwards, and you just bend them.
Yeah, bend them like Beckham.
I feel like when you do the torture rack, like they're kind of on their side. But in this one, I'm thinking you have them...
Like the back.
Like what Nikki Bella would do. where she'd have them facing upward.
Yeah, right.
You torture rack them.
Okay.
So I think a torture rack could break you.
But how is it killing you? Okay, so it's like breaking your back?
It stabbed your spine.
Oh, you need that. Doctors say you need that. 9 out of 10.
So maybe
doctors.
It won't kill you. Maybe it'll paralyze you.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think you could die from it. Yeah.
Your spine would break, and then it would puncture your...
lungs.
I don't know what's there.
Your anus.
Or something in between those two things.
Oh, yeah, your lungs.
I don't know human anatomy.
I also have the burning hammer.
I knew you were going to have that one.
Are you serious? Did you really?
I did know that one.
Okay, well, I'm going with all the Japanese ones.
It's banned in 12 countries.
And it's, I mean, it looks like it would fuck you up.
I think that, yeah.
I mean, it breaks your neck, you die.
That's what I, because I feel like we could go real literal with this.
Sure.
And like a lot of stuff could do that.
Right, I mean, any move to the head could kill you.
What we're saying is top tier.
Yeah, that's why I picked Burning Hammer and not like the Death Valley Driver.
I know, and I love the Death Valley Driver.
It's a beaut. It's a beaut.
But I can't pick it in good conscience.
It's a beautiful move.
Wait, it's a
beautiful
move.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad I talked over the first one so you had to do it again. The second one was
perfect. No, the first time I fucked it up. But, yeah.
No, it was fine.
What about, yeah.
It's, oh, what'd you say?
What else are you thinking?
I had other ones and now I forgot them.
I'll go again then. You can
give
do two
another,
in a row.
Give me another one and get my.
The pedigree.
So I thought about that too.
Bringing it over to the US of A.
Do you remember that one? Or is it how he did it at first or whatever? And it was like that pile driver? He would like have him like a pedigree,
right.
But he screwed up and the guy went too much?
Right. That one was dead. Was insane. I'm thinking about it though. I think I'm going to retract the pedigree.
I think you should.
And I'm going to instead say the Pepsi's plunge. Because it's a pedigree off the top rope, and that's much more deadly than a regular pedigree, am I right?
That's fair. I was trying to think of, like, wrestlers, too. Like, all right, who has that killer instinct? So I thought, like, Brock Lesnar. But I don't think any... Like, a German suplex? Sure. Could it? Yes. But will it? Probably not. So I don't want to count that.
I don't know, man.
You
I mean...
Right on your neck.
I mean, Great Khali, didn't he kill a guy from messing up a powerbomb?
In real life?
Yeah.
The Great Khali?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you mess... But we're talking about... I guess that's the other thing. Perfectly executing moves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think by that.
I like the way you said
that. If you botch it and you powerbomb somebody on their...
Tuchus.
Neck.
Balls.
Like a Batista bomb, you're not going to kill somebody.
No, but that actually leads into my next one, if it's okay if I go again.
Please.
The Liger bomb.
Oh.
You know the one where they like you powerbomb the guy, but it somehow your legs go above his arms before you land?
I don't understand how that works.
I don't either, but that one always looks like it kills, dude.
Oh, can we go back to pile drivers?
You bet your sweet butthole.
Mexican destroyer, Canadian destroyer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
The Canadian destroyer, I feel like, is a standing one.
Yeah.
And you end up on your back.
And then you say it was a hopping one.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's my official pile driver vote, just to have a different vote than yours.
Well, I think that definitely is more deadly than the pile driver because you have momentum from the flip.
Yeah, but what about like what Adam Cole does? Does that one count?
I don't know. I mean, we'll just have that be in the same breath as these other ones. I mean, it's the same move. He just does it like a... You know, Shawn Michaels' elbow drop is an elbow drop, but he does a little theatrical thing and he's in the middle of the
air. So I was thinking about those, too. Do you think an elbow drop would make the cut?
If you elbow dropped a guy on his neck or head, I think you would definitely kill them. Maybe in their heart? Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So does elbow drop make the cut? Is that a move that could kill?
I say we put the elbow drop on the list, man.
Put it on the list. Because a leg drop, you're kind of going for their neck.
Right.
But I feel like the elbow drop, you're going for the meat of the chest. The solar plexus area, maybe.
I have one that there are variations of.
That counts.
And I don't know what variation would be the most deadly, so I'll just start off with the basic move, the DDT.
I was thinking about those, too. All right, so what do we got?
Well, we got there's...
DDT.
Sure, there's a double-arm DDT like Mankind would do. You have the Death Rider, John Cena's one, yeah. Or John Cena, John Moxley's one, you know, where he lifts them up and does it. Like, that would seem like it could be the one, because holding their arms... Stops them from protecting their neck.
And that puts pressure on the neck.
Right.
Like the double arm, like put your arms like that, you feel it.
I feel like I've seen a guy in TNA do a Canadian Destroyer, but with a DDT instead. Well, does that sound familiar? That would, I would think that would probably be the one that's the best. That.
Well, I'm thinking like Tornado DDT, that's not adding a lot. It's right. adding something and I like it, but...
Sure, right,
what's
right.
What's the,
Especially when they kick off the ropes and do it.
What's the one Edge does?
The Edgecution, I believe. The Impaler.
He kind of, like, where he, like, picks...
Impaler DDT. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like when Edge does it, he...
You land on your face.
And then, like, you move to the side.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I don't think he drops you on your head like Moxley does.
I'm thinking Mox's.
Yeah, okay.
Just as a reference, I think...
I'll say so, too. We'll give that one to Moxley, then. I mean, if we shouldn't be robbing him of being on the list of moves that kill when he is who he is.
The coffin drop would kill the person doing it.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I just watched a thing. I didn't think about moves that would kill you.
We never thought about that, but you have a good point there, man.
If
moves that kill you.
Doing that move.
Yeah. Don't do it, guys.
I got one that I forgot about. Vertebraker.
Ah, that's a good one.
I don't even
that's
know if you're allowed to do that.
I don't know either.
It looks... That's not. It's almost like what we're talking about with the double arm DDT setup,
yeah.
Except upside down and backwards.
Right. No, that one's a good one. That's a fucking really good one.
Snap your face off your body.
Yeah. When Homicide did it, it was the cop killer and then the gringo killer. So it has killer in the name because it's known for killing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that part of names or moves. I was just trying to think of good moves.
What about the unprettier slash the kill switch?
Thought about it.
I think that would be killing. I mean, especially if a big man did it to you. Because all that weight landing on your head, smashing your head into the ground.
Same kind of... we're on a theme right here of the arms pulled back. Because it kind of went pedigree. Then whatever we've just talked about for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And now this one. So I did have the thought of that one, but I wasn't sure. But you bringing it up makes me think I should reconsider.
What about the dragon sleeper back to submissions?
I was wondering about sleepers. Or
because,
any sleeper.
Because, I mean, that one, I feel like you could break their neck doing it, I believe. If you twerk them.
Real quick. What about crossface?
I thought about the crossface, but I feel like the most you could do is pull someone's head back enough to hurt their back.
It hurts, though. You've been in a crossface before. So have I.
Right, and everybody.
It sucks. I mean, you're doing it obviously with untrained people.
Right.
I can't imagine there's a way to do it right, but I think I might say I'm voting in, like we're not keeping score really.
No.
I'm voting in Dragon Sleeper over Crossface though.
Okay.
I just wanted
to
say Crossface before I forgot.
I do think Crossface could be on the list, but I just, with the Dragon Sleeper, I just feel like you fucking could tear their head right clean off their body if you have the muscles for it.
Yep. Dragon Sleeper.
The Muscle Buster's on my list too.
It's been banned.
Oh yeah, well, not in AEW.
I feel like when he does it now, he goes back a little more.
Yeah, he definitely does it much safer. It's more of just like a suplex where he's holding your legs.
I like it.
I'm happy about it
that way.
Yeah.
However, it's scary.
It's still spooky. I'm always
and it's Samoa Joe doing.
I was a huge Tyson Kidd fan. Were you?
Yeah, it sucks.
The only thing I didn't like was how he had a shaved head and then bangs.
Yeah,
that's just
weird.
Ridiculous.
I'm not going to say I was a huge fan, but
if he was around when Fandango and Tyler Breeze were doing their like fashion police sort of gimmick, then he would have been in prison and given 25 to life.
He still should be. No, I liked him. I remember the I can't even remember what years, but I always remember thinking there was going to be a big thing with him and British puppy. What's his name?
No, David Boy Smith Jr. What was his name? What was his name in WWE?
Harry?
Harry Smith?
I don't know. Is that his real name?
I don't know.
Whatever. It was the three of them, and they were the New Heart Foundation. I always thought
the Heart,
to be
the Heart Dynasty.
Heart Dynasty, whatever, yeah. What was his name? Harry Smith? Davey Boy Smith Jr.?
I think it was Harry Smith.
What's his name in New Japan?
D.H. Smith.
What's D.H. stand for? Dirty Harry? Deborah Harry?
D.H. Smith. Davey Boy Smith Jr. Oh, that's what his name is in New Japan, by the way. Duh.
Of course.
Davey Boy Smith. This is Daddy. Okay, his ring names are Harry Smith. That's probably the one because it's in bold. D.H. Smith, David Hart Smith, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Bulldog Hart, British Bulldog Jr., Black Assassin.
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, I don't really get that one. I'm not going to.
That was just like he was under a mask for a couple weeks.
That's probably like Black Tiger Mask, Eddie Guerrero. Yeah. This is actually my number one that I think is the most deadly move in professional wrestling. Are you ready for it?
It was performed on a civilian.
Yes.
Yeah.
I keep thinking Avalanche Poison Rana. Ah! I mean, imagine it. Getting fucking backflipped right under the right under your head from the top rope. There's momentum from the backflip. You're landing on your head, and it's from a high up.
The high angle.
Yeah.
You don't really have to sell that one. I feel like it sells itself.
What do you think's the deadliest move?
I forgot. I just had a good one.
Shit.
Somebody does it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like I said, I was just trying to run through. You know which one kind of gets me? This isn't my deadliest. I'm stalling. But which one gets me a lot of, sometimes, depending on how well he does it, is when MJF does the heat seeker.
Yeah, I get that. It's that like when Randy Orton does that elevated DDT. I feel the same way.
That one doesn't get me as much, though, the DDT. But I don't know if I'm just...
He does it. Really, I think it's probably also because he does it very safely. Oh, dude, the fucking punt.
Oh, that would be, yeah. All right,
yeah, you would definitely kill somebody with that.
I picked the punt. Oh, my God. What were we talking about? I had it in my head, and it went away. I'm sorry, everybody at home. I'll remember next week. Not a choke slam, even though you're up high in the air.
Yeah, I know. I had it in my list, and then I took it down. Took it off.
Oh, what's, the deal Scott Steiner does? It's like a brain buster. It's not the Steiner recliner.
No, it's not.
What do you think? Like the camel clutch, Steiner recliner?
Yeah, that's the Steiner recliner.
Calls it.
Which, yeah, the Steiner... Is it this like screwdriver or something?
Steiner screwdriver, I think. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I thought about that one because it's Scott Steiner.
Oh, yeah. And now that made me think of whatever Brian Cage's move is called, you know? The one where he like...
Weapon X?
Is that the... I think Weapon X is the one I'm thinking of, right? Like when he...
Where he like folds you back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's deadly too. Especially Brian Cage doing it to you. Big hunk like that.
Beautiful ball.
I think that's fair. I love him. I love me some... Is he hurt?
I think so, because I just saw him post the other day about how when he returns to AEW, it's going to be like this, and I feel like, why would he say that if he wasn't injured?
He's in the Don Callis family, I think.
Yeah, he is, you're right, and he hasn't been on, sort of like Andrade, who even knows what's going on with that little guy.
Did you see all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
They have 1 year non-compete?
I know, it's insane.
What's weird to me is like that he didn't know.
I know, I don't get that either.
Nobody knew.
Yeah, that's odd. The whole thing is fucking weird.
I just don't like the, I don't know.
I don't like
the
that.
90, like the 90, I don't understand a non-compete clause at all.
I think that I don't think it should be legal to have non-compete clauses. I think that it should be illegal.
It's weird to me that.
There's politicians who like run on that.
That there shouldn't be?
Yeah. That they should make them illegal.
They're probably the politicians that lose.
They are.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. The companies that. That Why don't want that to be the case. So they fund the campaigns of their opponents.
That's interesting. Just the whole, you can't work here, but you also can't work there.
Right. And you can't make a living for a year.
And it's just weird, like, I guess, because there's still part of me that's like, well, if it's in a contract and you signed it, that's on you.
True. But at the same time,
that in the contract is not.
A contract isn't like. Wrestling. But what if you signed a contract that said, "Hot Joe can come over to your house and kill you"? I don't think you could legally say that somebody can't work for an entire year, and you can't make a contract. You can't have a contract that says something that makes you do something illegal.
No, and I agree, and that's for the parts that confuse me.
Right, it's very weird. It's very confusing. Maybe we should find some kind of lawyer and bring him on.
There's no lawyers in wrestling. No, there is.
If there was, there'd be a union. Am I right, boys?
There's at least two that I know of.
Oh, yeah, me too. Mark Sterling.
Three that I know of.
Mark Sterling and who the fuck else?
The gavel, David Lawless.
Oh, yeah.
And David Otunga.
Shit. I forgot about David Otunga. And he's the one. And I just took some of his talking points. what a douchebag I am.
Like I said, I'm not arguing. I'm going to be on the side of the wrestler over the company.
Right, of course.
Even if it's I don't like when AEW adds on
time after an injury. Me neither.
I don't like when WWE does it or whatever.
It's fucked up.
But that I can almost kind of understand.
The thing that you just said.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely
adding time on.
Yeah, that, and plus, dude, and when you're adding time on, you're still, you're giving a person a paycheck for an even longer time. They're getting paid while they're injured, too.
And
so, like,
you're taking care of them.
Right.
You should be, and I believe
right.
they both
So
do.
As far as, like, getting paid goes, I don't think any wrestler would have a problema with that. It would definitely be more, it would definitely be better than being released and having a no compete.
For a year. Like, even the 90-day one is weird, but I feel like we just got used to it.
I know, man. It's...
What is that? Like, what is the difference? Like, all right, you
like
can't
7 months
can't
or 8 months
for a. Oh, now I understand.
9 months.
I know. I was letting you get
the amount of time it takes to cook a baby in your stomach, not in the stove.
Closer to 10, but
I didn't know
something, man. I was going to say a thing. So I can't go that place for a year.
Yeah,
but then I go there in a year, and I'm pissed off because you didn't let me do anything for a year.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the whole point of it is so I don't go somewhere else and give them all your secrets.
Well, yeah, like for sure. And
Get the secrets in a year.
Right. And in terms of this Andrade thing, I feel like Tony Khan's probably going to just pay him for the year anyway. Just to be like a nice fellow.
Yeah, it's just weird to me. Like, if you want to pay him and not use him, like, that sucks.
But for sure.
Paid.
Right. No doubt.
I mean, I'll take that deal.
I would take it too. WWE, if you want to hire me or Sammy Daddy, just to do nothing and...
you can hire us and then fire us, and then we won't even go to
AEW. We won't go to AEW for a full year.
From the date of fire.
You heard it here first, Creamers. Speaking of you, Creamers, why don't you comment below and tell us if we missed any deadly moves? Have you ever killed anybody with a professional wrestling move? Has anybody ever killed you with a wrestling move? Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, please.
Sammy Daddy?
Subscribe.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
John Cena quote of the week. Projecting the perfect life is a heavier burden than most any truth. Love you. Be you.
Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025? The year of our lives.
My match count for 2025, the year of our lives, is 629 matches. And I'm proud of every one of them.
Hell yeah. What's your match of the week?
My match of the week. Oh. So I told you I watched one that wasn't on Monday Night Raw. NXT held their Halloween Havoc pay-per-view.
Hell yeah.
And the opening match was Javon Evans and Leon Slater. A little bit of NXT TNA connection. Are you familiar with either of them?
With whom? Sorry.
Javon Evans and Leon Slater.
No. I mean, I've heard their names and stuff like that. I feel like I've probably seen clips on Instagram.
If they go to NXT, well, I guess the ones in NXT and the ones in TNA, but if they go up to WWE or AEW, they're going to be, they're young and they're going to be big stars. But it was them against La Parca and Mr. Iguana.
Oh, you know what? I didn't see the match, but I saw that match happened. Okay, yeah, so that's who those blue guys are.
So you had your La Parca dancing, Mr. Iguana with the puppet. And those two athletes.
Hell yeah, man.
So it was good. It was nice to see. I've seen Evans more, but I saw when Slater won the X Division Championship.
Okay. Oh, wait. Was he who AJ Styles came out for?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
He's one of Heath Slater's kids, right?
I think so.
Because he has kids.
Let me double check here. It's Slater. Yeah, it's spelled the same, so they have to be related.
That's true. Otherwise, Vince McMahon would not allow them to be called that.
No, he's in TNA. It's okay.
Well, he would find a way.
But, yeah, so it's... that was good. I mean, it wasn't... I'm not going to say it was the greatest match of all time, but it was fun. It was perfect. And it was the greatest match of all time.
I'm not going to say it's the greatest match of all time, but it was perfect. Sorry, I know you didn't. I know you weren't. I just think that was great. No, I love it.
That's how it goes.
My match count is
a million. 1 million matches.
No.
All right.
It's 770 matches.
Jeez, oh, geez.
My match of the week is Derek Dillinger versus Jody Threat in a trick-or-treat death match from Greektown Wrestling.
I saw it advertised. I didn't get to see it. How was it?
It was really good. It was very entertaining. There was candy corn. There was vampire teeth, like plastic ones. Pizza boxes.
Oh, I get it now.
There was all sorts of hot action from Derek Dillinger and his opponent, Jody Threat. Yes. But then my runner-up was Bandito versus Okada for the unified title from last week's Dynamite, because I was on the edge of my seat, for crying out loud.
And you loved it.
I thought Bandito was going to win. I was like, oh my God, he's going to do it. And then, of course, he didn't, and my heart was broken.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's what it's supposed to be, because the good guy lost to the bad guy.
Right. And I just want to see Bandito become champion.
Who won the other match? The trick-or-treat street fight, whatever you said. Your match of the week.
Oh, sorry, I spaced out. Derek Dillinger won.
Oh, did he use underhanded tactics?
Yes.
I knew it.
He did. He, I guess you could, would you say he played possum?
Would I didn't see it, so I
think I would say he played possum and he tricked his opponent into thinking he was more hurt than he was, and then he beat her ass.
That'd be playing possum, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh. Just like him.
Do you have a room for cream?
Yeah, what do you want? You want the, I almost considered it like a public service announcement one. Or do you want the "this is the thing I've been watching" one?
Hmm.
You got to pick. I don't want to do both because I don't come up with as many as I used to.
Okay, let's do the public service announcement.
All right. When this is for... I don't think the creamers are like this.
Creamers.
This is for the people they're dealing with. So they can spread the word, but if you are like this, stop. So... I know, so you and me, we obviously are very, we're close. We have a good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different when I reach out to you after we haven't talked for a couple of days, or when we're together and I see you or you see me or whatever.
No doubt.
But when you're on your normal day to day at work, at the grocery store, whatever, and you see somebody and you go, "Hey, how you doing?" It's not really a question that needs to be answered.
That's true.
So I think that people should just realize, hey, how you doing? It's just an acknowledgement of your existence.
Mm-hmm. It's just a hello.
Yeah. It's just saying hi is awkward, to just be like, hi.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. And then you go.
That's awkward. So, hey, how you doing? It implies a little bit of sympathy, empathy, whatever. But the worst thing that you can hear after you say, "Hey, how you doing?" is when somebody goes, "Actually..."
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if they're like, "I just won the lottery," or bad news.
Right.
I don't want to say any bad news things because it's sad.
I think that there's you have to have social cues and have an understanding of context clues, because if someone says, "Hey man, how you doing?" then that's just a hello. But if someone says, "Hey man, how are you doing?" then that means that they're really actually asking to have a conversation with you, your life's in shambles. You're in a rut.
If I text that to you or say that to you when I see you, or vice versa, you to me, there could be a little bit of, we could do the, "Hey, actually, yeah, I'm not doing good."
Right.
"Actually, I'm doing really good." But on the 95% of your interactions, if somebody says, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
And they say, "Actually," or they go, "Actually..."
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them and I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
And you're making me not want to ask.
Right. "Hey, how are you doing? My niece was just murdered."
Actually this. So just don't. Yeah. We're just trying to be nice.
Right.
We're all just trying to get through the day. So stop.
Right. No one wants to hear you.
"Hey, how you doing?"
No one cares about your fucking, your test results. Okay. We're sorry about it, but that's your problem.
So I don't want to say nobody. But
that's
the people that do care will say, "Hey, how's the test results? Hey, everything."
Right. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, how are you? You say, "I'm good."
And there's certain people that don't get the social cues things for different reasons.
Sure.
Certain people I can let it slide with.
Very true. Very true.
But for the most part, come on. Just fine. "How are you?"
Right.
That's all you got to give me back.
Hell yeah.
I'll let you say, you want me to, I'll give you a little bit of wiggle room. You can, "Pretty good."
Right.
Or, on getting better.
Right, or, you know.
Yeah.
But also, you know, also don't say living the dream, please.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, let's do away with that one. It does fall into, like,
not a fan.
It would fall into the better category, but...
That's true. If you said that, I would prefer that over you talking to me about it.
Over you actually talking about it.
Right, but I just, it's not funny when you, it's, maybe the first time you ever hear it, you're like, living the dream. I get it,
because
you're at work.
We don't want to be here.
And we don't want to be here, exactly.
We're on the same page.
Clearly. Right, or what's another one people say that's like the, I don't know, that might be the only one. Yeah, I think that's the only one. Or you'll be like, or when you say, hey, how are you? And they say, well, it's only Thursday. And then you, well, that one, I feel like everybody relates to, so it's okay.
Yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm. I also don't like when people say happy Monday. I'm like, dude, shut up.
I don't like when they say happy anything.
Right, but Monday specifically, you know everybody hates Mondays. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, you don't have to add to it.
Right. Now I hate you too.
I can't remember.
Now when someone asks me how I'm doing, I'm going to say,
hey, how you
well, doing? I'm pretty mad at fucking Judy.
Why would she do?
Well, she wished me a happy Monday. She reminded me that I have 5 days of misery.
Yeah, especially because it's usually in the morning. Nobody's saying happy Monday at like the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn, there was another one I was just thinking of that went with that, but I can't remember what it was now. But whatever, with those kind of greetings.
Yeah.
I'm not,
Creamers, why don't you let us know if there's anything annoying that people say to you that you want to hit them for? You want to do one of these? You want to do one of these deadly wrestling moves to them when they say that?
Give me. Oh, that was a good little thing to bring it all together. Or give us a new thing instead of, hey, how you doing?
Right. You prick.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I feel like a lot of times it's like this is an offshoot, but a lot of times people will ask you, hey, like on the Monday, hey, happy Monday. What'd you do over the weekend?
Yeah.
And they don't really care what you did over the weekend. They just want you to tell your thing and then ask them what they did over
for the weekend. For sure, for sure.
But I don't. I don't fall for that.
No, me neither. I don't even tell them what I did.
Anything.
Exactly. I'm like, not much. And then if they pry, I'll be like, okay, I went to a party. And then they'll go, oh, did you have any fun? And I'll say, well, I drugged this guy. And then I took him home with me. And then I pushed him down the stairs in my apartment.
I tell them all the time, I go, what'd you do this weekend? Nothing. No, come on, you had to do something. Well, this guy that I co-host a podcast with drugged some guy at a party and pushed him on the steps at his apartment.
And then filmed it and then laughed about it. And I uploaded it into Pornhub.
That's weird. But you should go to our YouTube and watch the video.
Hell yeah, man.
That's my PSA complaint.
Yeah, that's your PSA for your RFC.
But what's your...
Well, actually, we're going to do Ronnie Two Legs is real quick.
I forgot. Is he here?
He is not here. But he did send in a Room for Cream. I hope it's Halloween related. I don't know. I have not listened to it. And our good friend, best friend, other best friend of the show. They're both our best friend of the show. Derek Dillinger also sent in a Room for Cream. So here's
what?
Yeah. So here's Ron.
Greektown champion.
Here's Ron Two Legs.
Hey, boys. What's up? It is your boy Ronald Two Legs. I'm calling with my Room for Cream.
That's what we thought.
Best friend of the show, bestest friend, best creamsman of all creamsmen, Ronald Two Legs, forgot my title. My room for cream this week is Chipotle. You know, I know Chipotle is a little bit of a hot topic issue. People, you know, really love it. You either really love Chipotle or you really hate it. But there's there's never been a more hit or miss restaurant than Chipotle. Sometimes you'll go there and it's like delicious. It's made great. The chicken's good. Everything's like perfect temperature. The rice is cooked perfectly. You're like, man, that was really good. For the price, that wasn't bad. And then other times you go there and it's just absolutely abysmal. Like, I'm not talking a day it wasn't that great. It's just, it's bad. Like, very bad. And I'm just so curious how that can happen and how that comes to be.
Should be illegal.
A place that's seemingly pretty streamlined. You know, there's only so many things on the menu and whatnot, but... Okay, I've been talking for way too long now. You guys are going to make fun of me. So, all right, I'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
We're not making fun of you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, there's two things. One, I completely agree with everything he said. Sometimes you go and it's the greatest food you've ever had. Sometimes you go and it's just straight-up trash. But
totally fair assessment.
Also, we're sponsored by Danny's Drippin' Wet Tacos. We can't be talking about other Mexican food restaurants. That's like a conflict of interest. So, best friend of the show, fucking Ronald Two Legs, please don't ever fucking talk about another Mexican restaurant when you call in.
Mon-cola. All right.
Now let's hear Derek's, and this should be a good one because...
Cola.
Exactly. You can't be coming here talking about Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or RC Cola.
Cola.
Or fucking Faygo Cola. Now we're going to listen to Derek Dillinger's. Hopefully, I believe Ronald Two Legs says he wasn't hacking, so I'm sure that that's all cleared up, so we'll have a cool message to listen to.
Yeah, I got to ask you something after this one, though.
Okay, let's listen to it now.
I got nothing. I got my thing's not playing.
No, I'm hearing like a static.
Am I cord plugged in? It's not working.
Okay, I don't know what that was. Some kind of technical difficulty. I don't think Derek's message is working the way that we'd like, so we're going to unfortunately have to move on. Derek, maybe next time send it in with like a recording of your voice. That's the kind of thing that we like to play on a podcast.
Write a letter. We'll read it.
Yeah, do something like that. If you're going to send in things like this, that's just kind of wasting our time. But we still love you, but just please don't do that again.
Yeah, if you'll hear this when it comes out. Because you get the pre-release.
This is how we communicate to you. We talk to you on the podcast, and then you send it in a room for cream. And
just write a letter. We'll get it by the time we record the next episode, probably.
Hell yeah, man. My room for cream.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, I just had a question. Did you happen to watch last week's episode of our
show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see anything weird going on during the...
I think I know what you're talking about here. I did notice. I was a couple times where... Where our best friend of the show, Ronald Two Legs, was picking his nose. I noticed that as well.
All right, that was it? Okay.
Yeah, no, but I know what you're talking about. It's the hacking thing. I saw that too, but then he swears he didn't do it, so I'm really kind of confused.
Well, yeah, but then there
but was... But as a friend of the show, I have to take his word for it, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think he would lie to us. He hasn't... he's never lied to me. I don't think he's ever lied to you.
No, he never lied to me. I asked him.
It was just weird. I don't know. If you didn't watch last week's episode on YouTube, you should go check it out and tell us.
Oh yeah, man.
Because I was thoroughly confused about what was going on. Because there was like a, I don't know. The only hackers I know is the Angelina Jolie movie,
Or Mr. Robot. Great show, best show of all time.
Well, I know you're familiar with that, but
okay, my room for green.
But yeah, give it to me.
All right, baby. If you give, oh, I already did that one. Okay, mine is a challenge.
A challenge.
I challenge anyone out there who's got any goddamn guts to debate me about this. There has never been a TV network with more consistently good opening theme songs for their shows than the CW. They've had California, Here We Come. They've had I Don't Wanna Be Anything Other Than What I've Been Trying to Be Lately. That is what the fuck is that?
Hill.
Yes, you're right.
Well, good thing I'm here.
The OC and then One Tree Hill. And then they had
OC was on
Somebody
Fox.
Save Me. I have all the good ones in here, okay?
OC was on Fox.
The OC was not on Fox.
We're sure.
Was it? I don't know. Well, if it was, we'll take it out of the list. CW. We'll edit it in post. It should have been. Stop. No. I'm already dead. That's iZombie.
Felicity. Oh.
There's a long time ago, we used to be friends, but I haven't thought of you lately at all. Yes. Veronica Mars.
I'm doing good.
You are doing good. Okay, let's see if you can get the other ones then.
Is this the game?
It wasn't going to be, but...
The game this week?
Yeah, it is now, I guess. Where you lead, I will follow everywhere that you tell me to. That's Gilmore Girls.
Dawson's Creek?
Fucking getting ahead of yourself, buddy.
I don't want to win.
There's that's Buffy the Vampire Slayer. There's now this one isn't really a theme, but Supernatural would always have every season's recap of the season finale's recap of the whole season would always have Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, the Young Bucks theme song.
Exactly. And then...
or was that the Elite?
And then there's fucking classics like, I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. It's okay. I forgive you, big guy. They're unstoppable, goddamn you to hell. And if you think a network has got them beat, leave them in the comments below, Creamers.
Creamer.
You will not, though, because it is impossible. CW is the goat of themes.
NXT, the NXT theme song.
Sing it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes, it's NXT, and we're here to say we love doing wrestling every day.
Oh, originally, see, some of these say originally aired on WB, but that's not fair because it was the WB.
No, I count that as CW in my list.
You should. You should.
No doubt.
You didn't even put Seventh Heaven.
Like, wow, what's that? I didn't put Roswell either. I did listen to it, and it's Dido.
Stuff. I didn't really watch CW, I guess.
Well, you should because there's a lot of great records.
That's what I'm looking at.
I feel like it's because Warner Brothers owns like record labels and they don't have to pay anything to put these songs in their fucking shows.
Oh.
Because like, if you watch like Veronica Mars or fucking even iZombie and
Everybody Hates Chris.
Smallville. Oh, fuck, I didn't know. But yeah, if you watch these shows, there's always episodes where they go to a club and then there's a live band performing and it's like a famous band and they're singing their big hit song.
Reba. I watched some episodes of Reba before.
At CW?
Mm-hmm.
What was I'm a Survivor?
I don't know if that's the... Is that the theme song?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. What else do we
got? Or it's My Name is Reba, and I'm here to say I love making country music every day.
And that famous rap song that you made about country music. I'm just trying to see if there's any more. America's Next Top Model. Mad TV? That wasn't on CW.
Come on, and Zoom. Oh, wait, no, that's Mad TV's theme song. That was Zoom. I don't know, man. But anyways, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamer.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Trick or treat.
Trick or...
Trick. Treat.
Oh, indeed, the prodigal son has returned. The dead wrestling society has come full circle. And come Resolution 4, we are going to hit you harder than the world gets hit by the meteor of 2012. Once Jason Gorey captures the television title and I laid waste Jason Bane, this time the power's in our hands. This time, it's our turn to watch the world burn. Where are you gonna be when the bomb drops? Crimson.